From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is offering new incentives to Sudan to, in his words, improve the situation on the ground there and advance the cause of peace. The goal is to end the conflict, human rights abuses, and genocide in Sudan's Darfur region. But the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, says the administration wants to see progress toward that goal.
We will employ calibrated incentives as appropriate and exert real pressure as needed on any party that fails to act.
Reacting to the announcement, Sudan's government said the new strategy has some positive points, but calls unfortunate the administration's references to genocide in Darfur. The Justice Department is formalizing a new policy on medical marijuana today. Attorney General Eric Holder is discouraging federal prosecutors from going after users and suppliers who comply with state laws. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story.
Attorney General Holder gave a hint of this new policy back in March. He told reporters then, the policy is to go after people who violate both federal and state law. That was a shift from the Bush administration. In the past, prosecutors arrested medical marijuana distributors in California, even though some of those shop owners were operating legally under California law. The Justice Department's new guidance to prosecutors comes in a 3-page memo. It says the government will continue to prosecute people who use medical marijuana as a cover for other illegal activity, but going after people who are clearly complying with state law is not a good use of federal prosecutors' time, according to the memo. 14 states currently allow medical marijuana in some form. California's laws are the most permissive. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A UN-backed panel that looked into allegations of fraud in Afghanistan's presidential election has thrown out hundreds of thousands of votes cast for incumbent Hamid Karzai. That could set the stage for a runoff in the race, but it's not clear whether Karzai or the country's own commission will accept the findings. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown says he's concerned that an upcoming climate change summit in Copenhagen may not result in a global agreement. Larry Miller reports from London.
Prime Minister Brown said it would be catastrophic if the UN climate change summit in December fails to take strong action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
If we act now, if we act together, if we act with vision and resolve, success at Copenhagen is still within our reach. But if we falter, the Earth will itself be at risk. And for the planet, there is no plan B.
Brown told the 17-nation Major Economies Forum that preparatory talks within the UN are at an impasse, with negotiators moving too slowly. Brown appealed over their heads to world leaders to engage directly to break that impasse. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Stocks are rallying on Wall Street. The Dow is up 109 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 23. This is NPR News from Washington. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says it's important for the government to reduce its record-high deficits over time and for Asian nations, such as China, to encourage consumer spending to prevent a return of the trade and investment imbalances that contributed to the financial crisis. Bernanke's remarks to a Fed conference in California come days after the government reported a $1.4 trillion deficit for the fiscal year that ended in September. Three runners died during a marathon race in Detroit yesterday. From member station WDET, Quinn Kleinfelter has more.
The 26-mile-long Detroit Free Press Flagstar Marathon turned tragic within a span of roughly 15 minutes as three runners collapsed along the course. A 36-year-old man fell between the 11- and 12-mile markers. Moments later, a 65-year-old man collapsed in the same area. A 26-year-old male fell at the finish line after completing a half-marathon run. There were a half dozen medical stations set up along the course, and emergency personnel responded to the stricken runners within seconds, but to no avail. Race organizers say the crisp weather apparently played no part in the deaths. Autopsies are scheduled to be performed today. They were the first fatalities recorded at the marathon since 1994. About 19,000 runners had registered to take part in the event. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
A new White House report says government economic stimulus spending has created or saved 250,000 teaching or other education jobs so far this year. The government money helps states fill budget gaps that would otherwise have led to layoffs in school districts and public universities nationwide. Checking Wall Street, the Dow up 106 points at 10,102. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.